The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ready, Set, Spill. I'm Lindsay Carter, the founder and CEO of Set Active, a new mother and the host of Ready, Set, Spill. Today, I'm welcoming a Dallas-based blogger, clothing brand co-founder, and fellow podcast host onto the show. She rallies a community to feel empowered and motivated through her lifestyle videos, many book reviews, and genuine personality. On this episode, Kenzie Elizabeth joins me on Ready, Set, Spill. I can't believe the tables have turned because I've been on your podcast twice and about to be the third one after this, but now you're on my podcast, but you're the reason why I have a podcast at Dear Media. Remember, I like messaged you and I was like, I'm getting requests left and right to do a podcast. And
I said, Paige, I have a show for you.
Yes.
Basically. Yes.
So
yes.
Basically,
I Christianed it.
Yes, you did. And everyone can thank Kenzie because she is the reason that we have Ready, Set, Spill. So welcome to my podcast, Ready, Set, Spill.
So exciting.
I know. I'm so happy you're here. You're face to face. You're in Los Angeles from Texas. Yes. I was doing a little research. I was listening to a podcast that you were on the way here. And so I'm going to start with a question that I know is going to be really hard for you to answer. But would you rather be a horse girl, a Texas girl, or a podcast girl?
A Texas girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was easy for you to answer.
It's because like I have made being from Texas my whole personality trait and I just love it. Not in some of the negatives that are going on right now, but like home.
It's home.
Yeah. It's home.
It's like best decision you ever made.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what makes moving to Texas, like how do you define that being a successful decision that you made? Is it your happiness? Like what are you feeling?
I would say it's my happiness. It's my level of like, I just feel very calm and very myself. And then I think it's also like the time period of my life and it's benefited directly from being in Texas. Like when I was in LA, it's really nothing against the city either. It's like my life when I was in LA, I would go work out at six and seven sometimes if I was also training. Then I would go to class from 9 to 3 and then I would go to the studio from 3:30 to 5, and then I would drive an hour home with traffic, and then I would need to work and also do homework. So like and that was if I didn't have anything that night. So I was never home and I didn't have an hour for myself when I lived here. I was just very busy and my life in Texas is just so much better. And also I've like graduated college, so there's certain things that are off my plate. But even then, I just feel the most myself when I'm in Texas, which I think is like the best feeling to have.
Yeah, I feel like that's all you need is to feel yourself. You live alone there.
Mm-hmm.
You're single.
Yes.
When I was on your podcast, you did have a serious boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we no longer together?
So that ended a while ago. And I think that was also a really good thing to happen, probably for both of us.
Did you guys move in together when you moved
to
Texas?
No, he did move to Texas, though. We are just so not for each other.
Okay.
At all. We're very different. I think I also, I don't know. I look at my, you know what, in certain periods of your life, when you look back and you're like, that wasn't me. Like, I don't feel connected to that at all.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel in certain areas of my life. And I think a lot of that relationship, not having like, not necessarily like personal to him. I think a lot of it like personal responsibility. And then also I was just going through a lot at the time that made me maybe more involved in that relationship or like invested. Or
what
like,
were you going through?
So
this is Ready, Set, Spill, just to let you know. So you have to spill.
I'll spill everything.
You have to
guys.
Spill everything.
So when my stepbrother passed away in December of 2018, we started dating. I always get the year wrong because COVID messed me up.
Yeah.
So
same.
It was December and I was in college. Those next few months, I was in such a vulnerable state that I think I made a lot of decisions that I don't think I would have made had I not been out of that vulnerable state. And I don't think it was like a trauma bond, but I think it was one of those things where like I was in such a vulnerable state and then I was really good friends with them and then things just like developed. Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of went worse and worse. And I was in an environment that like was very involved in how I was supposed to live my life. And so all of that was like a recipe for disaster. And then I'm glad we were together. There's a lot of great things that came from that. But ultimately, like a lot of negative that I think the breakup was that bad. Like, the breakup was the best thing that ever happened to me.
How long were you guys together?
I think like a year and a half, 2 years.
That's still
like
that. A long time.
Yeah, and it was college, so it feels like way longer.
Oh my God, that was college. Mm-hmm. I feel like when you and I became friends or when I met you, like, I knew you were in college, but like,
because it was never a huge part of my,
it was never a huge part of you, I guess. I don't know. But something that I admire by following you, knowing you, is in your 20s, you kind of just like, you're like, I want to be a horse girl. I'm going to be a horse girl. I want to start a podcast. I'm going to start a podcast. I want to start a TikTok. I'm going to start a TikTok. Like, you kind of just do whatever you want to do. And I feel like a lot of people don't go after what they want because they're either scared they're going to fail or they're going to get judged or people aren't going to support them or everyone's going to have chatter to say about it. So what is your mentality when you're like, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go after this. Like, what's your thought process? Do you come up with a plan? Are you kind of just like, I don't really give a fuck what anyone has to say about this. I'm going to do it my way.
So I definitely have fear of failure. Like, okay. I'm an Enneagram 3, so that is like...
So you're going to have to talk about that too, because listen, you're talking to someone for some... Let me back up. For someone who like researches everything, is in the know and all of that, like I forget my own star sign. Like, I don't...
Oh, I don't know mine.
And I'm, like, when people post their personality traits, I'm like, this is a separate language. Or the best is when someone comes up to me and they're like, are you a Taurus rising Leo? I made that up, by the way. I don't even know if that's a thing. I'm like, I'm really sorry. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, I have no idea that stuff. I do know Enneagrams. A 3 is the overachiever.
Okay.
So
makes sense.
You honestly are probably a 3.
Okay.
Yeah, you could be.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, though. Maybe I could also see you being like an 8. I sound like a...
What's an 8?
An 8 is like, I forget what it's called. Wait.
Should I look it up?
Yeah, look up what it is.
Okay, Enneagram.
Because a lot of my closest girlfriends are 3s, 2s, or 8s.
Okay, wait.
8s are very strong.
Enneagram type 8 is the challenger, and it's strong and assertive, self-confident, protective, resourceful. So do you assign these to yourself or?
No, so you take quizzes to learn what you are. And a lot of the time you're surprised. But anyways, I'm an Enneagram 3.
Okay.
So the overachiever and your fear, your inherent fear normally is failure. And so I definitely have fear of failure is what I'm getting at. I don't know. I also grew up with a dad who told me I could do anything. So like that helped with confidence as far as like, I'm going to do this. Like I listen to my friends all the time talk about things that they want to do or ideas or just kind of like mention things offhand that like I know that they care a lot more than they are like letting on when they speak about it. And I'm like, let's just do it. Like, I'll give you a plan. Like, I've always been like that. I'm very just naturally like, I'm just going to do it. I wouldn't say that I don't care at all what other people think, but I don't struggle with it. Like, it doesn't plague me. With that being said, though, like, people are not that mean to me on the internet. So, like, I don't get, like, horrible comments. So I think if I was getting, like, attacked all the time, that would probably change. But I don't know. I'm, like, I'm young. I also am privileged in the sense of, like, I have a great job that, like, gives me the financial freedom to be able to, like, do something else.
So break it down for everyone. What does Kenzie Elizabeth do? Because you do a lot.
Okay, so I started on YouTube.
Okay.
And then my YouTube channel grew. I have always had Instagram, but just kind of like been there.
Uh-huh.
And then I started a podcast. My podcast at this point is definitely, my podcast is much bigger than my YouTube channel. And then TikTok. And what else do I do? I have a clothing brand now. I'm like blanking on other things that I do. Overall, I'm just very heavily in the digital space, I would say. So like everything that I do, I've essentially made it to where it's monetizable. Like even like reading is my biggest hobby. And like I've somehow incorporated that. Like my whole overall brand is just lifestyle.
Time out for reading because we need to talk about Colleen Hoover for a second.
Oh my God.
First of all, what is your favorite Colleen Hoover book?
It Ends With Us.
It really?
Yeah, this is the one that I think about all the time. Like the most, and you know what? Actually, that might not be true because maybe that's because it's on the internet all the time. But I have an unpopular opinion when it comes to Colleen Hoover.
Okay.
All Your Perfects, which like I hear people hate all the time.
Yeah.
I read that book in a night and I sobbed.
Wait, so Nikki, who used to work for me, just posted on Instagram, regretting you.
I like that one too, but that's, people don't.
She said it's her favorite Colleen Hoover book she's ever read.
I need to look at my own ranking that I made for Colleen Hoover.
Which I don't know if I agree with because, sorry, this is turning into a book club talk, but my top favorite, I'm scared to see your reaction, but what? Like my favorite Colleen Hoover book is Verity.
I knew that you were going to say that. That's not a bad option. That might, it would be up there.
Okay.
Because why are you afraid to say that?
Because almost every single person, whether it's in my office or like on social media, when I posted that Verity was like, I think number one spot, they were like, are you well? I was like, what? Are you well?
I would love Verity. That's like one of her most recommended books.
It's amazing. Maybe because it's too adult. I don't know. Is that a...
No, it's definitely not YA, but...
Yeah.
Did you read Layla or whatever?
No.
I didn't like that one, to be honest.
I've read Verity, It Ends With Us, and what's the blue one?
Ugly Love.
Yeah. Which I like. You know what? My ranking is Verity, Ugly Love, and then It Ends With Us.
I didn't love Ugly Love. Like, I loved it, but not the way that everyone else did. It's crazy. But also, I have this theory. The way that you feel about a book really depends on the time of your life that you read it and the mood that you were in with books. There are so many books that I'm like, I don't would not have liked this that much if it wasn't exactly what I was looking for. Like if I wanted to read like a beach read with this and that and I find it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're not wrong. Well, I DM'd Colleen Hoover.
Did she respond?
She liked it. I was just like, listen, you're a great writer. I never DM anyone and like go out of my way. And I thought like it was going to be this whole conversation that we were going to have. And yep. I really wanted to dive into some things on Verity because I want to know, which I want to take your hot take on. And then I promise we'll stop talking about books. But I was like, I have to know, like, is her letter, if you didn't read Verity, you'll see what I mean when you do read it. But do you believe the letter that she wrote or do you believe like what actually happened?
Are you asking me what I think?
Yeah.
So I read this book like 2 years ago. So I could see it either way. And it was, I remember thinking about it for days and I did have a strong opinion and now I don't remember. What do you think?
The letter was convincing. I don't want to ruin it for anyone who's going to read it because my listeners DM me all the time. They're like, I bought this because you said it on your podcast, or I did this because of your podcast. So I don't want to ruin it, but her letter was really convincing. And then I just was like, no way. This girl's batshit crazy. I don't believe her letter.
Yeah. And I kind of like not believing the letter more than I like believing it.
Yeah. Because that would have really ruined the book.
Yes.
If the letter was true.
Yes.
Okay. So you figured out how to monetize reading, which we just spent like the last 10 minutes talking about. And you're known for the digital space, but you decided to start a company, a clothing company.
Yes. Yes.
What was like the decision behind that? How did you come up with the name? Where did you start? Because so many questions come in on my TikTok or on my personal DM, and they're like, where do I start? I want to start a brand. What do I do? And I'm just like, well, that is such a general question.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot you have to break down when you want to start something. And then they get not overwhelmed, but they're just like, like maybe this isn't for me. And I'm like, no, it is. Anyone can start anything. You just have to put a plan in place and you can't be lazy. I always say this. My husband's dad always says, like, if it were easy, everyone would do it. I say that all the time because it's not easy
at all. So I co-founded a clothing brand, The O-Kind, with one of my best friends, Jess. We went to college together and we interned together. We were always paired up because she's really good at what I'm not good at and I'm really good at what she's not good at.
Uh-huh.
So it was like a match made in heaven. We were interning together before we were friends too. And it just ended up working out. We wanted to start something.
What is she good at and what are you good
at? She's very administrative. She's very...
Like operations.
She's operations and I'm like creative and like network and everyone. So, and I'm like more big thinker. She's like detail oriented.
Got it.
So we wanted to start something when we were in college, which would have been like 2018, 19. Those 2 years morphed together for me. I never know. So then the pandemic hit and then like it just kind of got pushed to the back burner. I moved to Texas. A lot of things changed. And it was early 2021 that I was talking to Dom and I was like, I just keep thinking about it. And like, I really want to go back to this and like pick it back up. So I finally called Jess up that day and she's like, this is so crazy. Like basically she was going to do it with or without me because I kept like dragging my feet. And she had like had a dream about it the night before, which is like weird. So the name comes from like she had already had the name and like the branding done, which is The O-Kind. Her last name is O'Hara. So that's where it came from. But I just like the name and I hate coming up with names. So it worked out really well. But we always wore matching sets to college like every single day. And then I was like, I don't want to just do like another like sweats brand because I'm like, that's been done a million times. And also I'm like, I already have my favorite sweats. Like it wasn't like a problem that I was looking to fix necessarily. So we started off like very recently with like 100% natural, not 100% natural, what am I saying? 100% cotton sets. that are like you can wear to the pool, you can wear at a night out, you can wear like very casually. And so that's how we started. I get when people ask, like, how did you start? Where do you begin? And like questions that I had, I think people are always asking, like, they don't know how to find like a manufacturer.
Yeah.
For me, it's been all about like who I know. It, like my network of people has helped me immensely.
When you say it's who you know, for anyone listening, it's just talking about what you want to start, because you never know who might say, oh, my friend's in manufacturing. Oh, my husband owns a factory.
Which is exactly what happened to us.
Yeah. So that's what I always tell people is like, just start talking about it. Start doing like coffees, or, you know, if you know that Sarah's distant cousin owns a factory in Peru, go get coffee with Sarah. Or if you don't even know anyone that owns anything or can point you in the right direction, go on Google.
Yes.
That's how I started.
Yes.
I literally sat on Google for like 3 hours in my kitchen and I was like, all right, well, I don't know anyone in production. So here we go.
And we like, I think people, one, are more willing to help than you think. And two, like, we have the internet.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that you can figure out on your own and learn on your own. Like, I didn't have a background in this. I did go to business school. That means like literally nothing, though. No offense. But like, I don't feel like I got anything out of my degree. But other people feel differently, but like, whatever. But I think, I don't know, a lot of it is just like working hard and like trying to figure things out and not letting everything like stump you. And something for me that's been really helpful is I have like a million things going on. I will stress myself out over everything. But instead of treating this like I'm like racing to like some sort of finish line or putting so much pressure on myself of like, we need to be here by the first year and we need to do this, it's been really helpful of like, we are doing like limited batches. We are doing a higher unit number, but like limited batches, like not every single week, like starting off. So it's been nice because it's giving us space to like learn and grow. And it's like just us two right now. So obviously we don't have like the infrastructure to do a ton more, but it's been really nice because one, it's taken a lot of pressure off. And two, it's been really helpful learning like as it goes. And like you're, every single thing that you do, obviously you learn from and there's going to be mistakes, but I think it's been helpful. And I've been able to look at it as like right now what's happening versus like 10 years from now,
yeah,
which is something that I struggle with in like my own personal career. So it's kind of been like helpful. I don't feel as anxious as I have before in like the past, just like Kinsey Elizabeth stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like that's like such a good mindset to have too. But not that you're asking my advice, but if I have any piece of advice for any person.
No, I'm always like asking your advice.
Starting a business, it's stay nimble and be able to pivot. Because especially in clothing, especially in production, there are tons of issues. And I got a call 2 days ago. I was at Mommy and Me. Mondays are my Mommy and Me classes, and it's with like, that's where I like to put my phone down, zone out. I don't really take work calls. I don't look at my phone because I really like to just be present there. And my phone, I feel it buzzing like 6,000 times. And I'm like, what is happening? I was like, this must be an emergency. And I pick up the phone. I'm like, what? Like, what is wrong? And Allie's like, we have a huge problem. And I was like, can it wait? I'm in Mommy and Me. And she was like, just call me after, but it's a problem. So luckily there was only like 30 minutes left. I called her on my way home and she was like, so our lounge restock, which everyone is anticipating in August, well, all that fabric is damaged. And I was like, okay, so what does that mean? And what are our options? Because my like number one question you'll see when you grow a team that like I like to ask everyone is, I understand you have a problem, but what are the solutions you've come up with? And if they don't have a solution, then they're going to have to communicate with me that they need my help to come up with a solution. So they basically were like, we don't have one. The product, the fabric is not usable. Like basically what happened is do you have a lounge fabric?
Yeah.
I think I've seen you wear it. So
is this the like white, like
the waffle?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So the fabric is stretchy and there's spandex woven into it to make it like flexible. Yes. And the spandex throughout all the fabric snapped during cutting and it just made it. Totally. Oh, it altered the entire fabric production. And this is developed fabric. This is not something we can just like go off of a roll and like buy it. We developed this fabric. So essentially, we were fucked.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you'll see when, you know, you continue your journey, not to like, you know, put you off of a clothing line, but these are things, this has a happy ending, don't worry. These are things that happen when you start a company or start a clothing brand. You plan out your year, you plan out your drops, you plan out your quantity, you plan out your product lines, the whole thing, and you kind of have an estimate of what your revenue is going to be for that year. And then you're able to budget for hires, marketing, this, that, whatever you spend your money on, you're able to budget knowing what your estimate revenue is going to be because you understand your customer buying behavior. So I was like, Allie, what are we going to do? That's like lots of revenue that we're going to be missing out on, like a lot. We can't afford to do that because we're counting on that income. And she was like, I don't know, you're going to have to think of something. And I was like, well, what are my options? I was like, can we put something into development? She was like, no, because as you know, to develop something, it takes months. You can't just like come up with something.
And then the next week it's out. Yeah.
Yeah. But we have so many things that have been in development that we haven't released or we like decided not to move forward with that. I was like, maybe I can get creative that way. So I said to her, like, we have to drop something. Like, it has to be something. And I was like, give me something that a product that I can do and I'll come up with like a marketing initiative behind it. And she's like, we have nothing. I was like, okay, cool. It's like,
awesome.
Love. And she's like, we can, like, we have undyed like core sweats like that we can put into production, but it has to be core colors because that's the dye that we have like sitting waiting for it to be dyed. I was like, no one's going to be excited about more core dropping because it's already in stock. So this is where you have to pivot and stay nimble. She was like, I don't know, Linz, like, come up with something. This is where you thrive. And I was like, okay, give me like 30 minutes. I just need to like think in silence. So I just like thought back to this year. And I was just talking to you about this, like before we started recording about how our merch has done really well. Like our logos that we come up with for all of our city locations that we're inspired by, our graphic design team hand draws it all. And it's done really well. We sell out every single time of our souvenir shop. So it was like, it came to me and Allie's like, what did you think about this like months ago? Like, how did you just come up with that? I was like, I don't know. It's just when your brain starts moving, it moves. Like, and she's like, I don't get it. I was like, well, that's why you're operations and that's why I'm creative. So basically what I came up with is I said, can you ask your data team to give me the top five states of where we sell Set Active, like our top customers and where they live. And it was basically California, New York, Florida, Texas, and Illinois. And I was like, let's give back to the community. Let's tell them what happened. We haven't announced it on set yet. I did on my personal TikTok.
Yeah, I was on these. Yes. Yeah.
And I was like, let's tell them what happened with our lounge fabric and let's find a way to like, everyone always says like, oh, you never come to Texas or you never do something like catered to just us. It's always like someone that's not me. So I figured if we take the top five states, then we're catering to our customers because that's the bulk of who's buying our stuff. So I was like, let's create limited edition merch with logos that have to do that emulate those places and put it on our core color sweats.
Genius.
And then we'll do hats, which are easy to do. And we'll do merch shirts, which are easy to do. Maybe throw in fanny packs, like things that are a quicker turnaround for production that isn't the high quality like sweats that we produce because that's our own fabric that we develop. Mm-hmm. And we'll throw in a limited edition style that I know we have in the warehouse that we haven't dropped yet. And we'll just work on a marketing story and an initiative that we're doing this for the community because we disappointed you guys. You guys were expecting lounge and it's not coming. So that's like a perfect example of like how things are not going to go according to plan.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to have to think on your feet.
What's up, everyone? I'm Kristen Cavallari.
And I'm Stephen Coletti.
We're so excited to announce Dear Media's new podcast, Back to the Beach with Kristen and Stephen, where we'll revisit all of your favorite episodes of Laguna Beach, the real Orange County, and unveil behind-the-scenes secrets, tea, and all sorts of new insight into this groundbreaking show. So join us every Tuesday starting July 19th.
Available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm already feeling nostalgic.
I feel like I didn't explain myself well when I said, like, I'm not thinking 5 years out. I am thinking 5 years
out. Of course.
Like, obviously, I just mean I'm not, the way that I was thinking before was more out of anxiety. And
yeah.
It's just like a different way. We have our, like, it's in clothing, you have to be like a year plus out. Like, that's not something you can just go off. We've already had that. And like, we're literally on our second drop.
How did the drop do, by the way?
Great.
Your first drop.
It's done well. And we just did the Ryan set, which is like my favorite. They're doing great. Like, I love, and I also like love what we're doing.
Yeah.
But the thing that has been frustrating, I think, for both of us is that like, we had this like idea of like exactly what you're saying. Like, we want to do this, and we want to do different drops every single month. And I'm actually glad that it's worked out this way, because I think if we would have gone right into what we were expecting to go into,
yeah,
had it not been like delays basically with manufacturing, it would have just been too much, especially for just us two. So I like that we're kind of just like getting in like a slower pace. But like, we are working on like 3 other drops this year that like I love so much.
Can you give us a hit? One, spill something?
Yeah, so we have like a bag coming.
Ooh.
That's really, really cool.
But what kind of bag?
It's like, it's, I would say like it's in between like a purse and a tote, but it's not a tote.
Okay.
It would be a bag that you wear as a purse.
I'm intrigued.
It's very cool. It's like, I don't want to give it exactly away, but like, it was very similar to a bag that Jess wore on set, our first shoot for the Okind.
Okay.
And everyone's like, are you guys coming out with that? And that wasn't even it.
Now I have to see.
And
what
then
this
we
is.
Were like, we need to do, I'll show it to you. Like, we need to do that. We're like perfecting, like, we just have like cool stuff. A lot of more of like accessories.
Uh-huh.
But that's the thing that I've also really enjoyed about it, is like going into it in a way of like, I want to see what like resonates the most.
Yeah.
And what people are really liking. And then,
well, what's the log line for the Oak?
Okay. Anyways, sorry.
Sorry, guys. We had a little SOS situation. Kenzie had a cough. I also am dealing with pregnancy symptom of running out of breath. I have Allie texting me with work problems from HQ, and I'm like trying to be glued to my phone. Kenzie's trying to clear her cough, let her dog walk her in. This is like,
it was really chaos.
Real life of what happens in our day, because mm-hmm. There's nothing more that like gives me anxiety when someone calls me and then calls me again. And I'm like, I'm recording, like, what's yep. up? And she's like, just call when done. And I'm like, well, what's it about?
No. Or like when someone says, call me.
Yeah.
I will not. Oh my God. The
heart
anxiety
falls out of my ass every single time.
Yeah.
But so Allie texts me. She's like, call when done. I was like, you're going to have to tell me what it's about.
Yeah,
I'm really sorry.
I can't wait. Yeah.
I'm going to have to sit here continuously checking my phone. Oh, and we got it. Okay. So that can wait. She's right. It can wait till after. Okay. So let's take it back to where we were. We were talking about the Okind,
yes.
your brand. You have a purse coming.
Oh, yes.
And you're going to give me a log line of what is the Okind.
Okay, so I talked about how we wear matching sets.
Yes.
Okay, so that's like the origin story. It's basically like what we're doing with clothing, and the purse is just like another thing on the side, was wanting to come out with like, simplify. I have an actual thing, and it's like I'm brain dead today, guys. I'm sorry. I'm already on my third recording, and like I can't fully speak.
And by the way, after this, I am going on her podcast.
Yeah.
So this is her fourth. I walked in here, and she's like, "This is my third podcast today." And I was like, "I can barely do a double," but that's also because I get out of breath after like 5 words because of my pregnancy.
So it's fine.
You could do it. But anyways, this is number 3 for Kenzie. Then she's going on number 4. So
I just get brain
give her some
sometimes.
Grace while you guys are listening to this.
Yes. So a lot of it though for us is like taking the anxiety out of like getting ready. Like I liked a lot of having, I like matching sets. I've liked matching sets since I was in high school. So we just wanted easy matching sets like that were high quality that you would keep in your closet for like literally forever, and things that when I say forever, I'm like, I can't really keep talking in like hyperboles. I really need to stop. But I just like having my trusted pieces in my closet.
So it's about having like the staples in your closet that you don't have to think
about
it.
But they're unique closet staples. Like we're not really doing like basics. When we first started, we were originally wanting to do athleisure wear or something like that.
Wait, I have to tell you really fast. Sorry to interrupt, but when you sent me the Okind, I'm obviously pregnant. It didn't fit me, but I have never, and I'm going to look at Kaylin for her reaction, seen my office fight over a package. The way they fought over the Okine package.
Wow.
Like, I'm honored. Something that I struggle with is imposter syndrome. And I don't understand why brands send me things. Like, I'm so grateful. And, like, I do my best to, like, do an aesthetically pleasing story, even though I still can't get that down. And I don't understand why brands send me things left and right. Even brands that, like, I used to be obsessed with, still am obsessed with, that I buy to this day. And when the Okine showed up at the office and I was like, fuck, this isn't going to fit me. I was like, you know what? I'm going to share this with my office. When I lose my baby weight, I'm going to order my own set, support you. I'm not kidding. It was a lion's den.
That is so funny.
I was
so
like,
funny.
My assistant, I gave it to my assistant, Jake. I was like, Jake, you handle this.
That is so
I don't
funny.
Know who to pick. This is crazy. I had Gracie, Britt, Kaylin, Sasha, Diane, like everyone was like, I want it. No, I want it. Wait, let me try it on first. Everyone was freaking out.
That is so funny.
I mean,
love that.
Yeah, I thought you had to hear that story.
No, so that's so funny. But what another thing too, when we started off, that was like what we really wanted to do. And then what we've come to realize was we shot the Dallas set, which is the black one, and the Ryan set together because one, a lot of things change with manufacturing. And the Ryan set wasn't supposed to come out so much later to begin with, but also to save money. And then we just shouldn't have shot them together. So when the Dallas set dropped, people really wanted the Ryan set because they liked the green and the stripes and all that.
Yeah.
So what I've also come to realize too is that like we really appreciate like unique closet staples. So like the bag that we're coming out with is not one that you would like necessarily think. And then we are working on like a blazer that's like my favorite fit.
Oh, wow.
That we're going back on. But there's like things about it that like it's just unique closet staples. Like it's not just like super simple.
Okay.
So that's kind of like what it's evolved to. And then I'm sure it'll evolve in a million other ways. But that is that. My brain's kind of coming back to me, guys. I just like lost it for a second. My dog sitter was gone. It was a lot.
I mean, listen, I still don't understand how you're doing for today. So I'm giving you grace.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Well, that's really cool. And I'm really proud of you for starting that. I'm excited to see this purse. I like, you know, podcasts are great. Obviously, I love being a podcast host, but like, I wish I could show you guys what she's telling me, which she's going to show me after, but I'm so excited to like see what this purse is because it sounds magical.
It's going to be great.
How is it working with a business partner?
Really good. I know everyone says don't work with your friends. I wouldn't work with anyone besides her. So to be fair, we also before, because we interned together, we had like basically like mentors in this program. And so there were multiple times that I went to like people who I trusted and I was like, tell me if you think this is a horrible idea. And they were like, no, absolutely not. Like, this actually makes sense. It's worked out really well. I think less of the business partner, more of the like relying on like production.
Yeah.
And, like people who are not me. Like in digital, I'm in charge of everything. And if I want to do something, I just do it.
Yeah.
For the most part. And so that has been like the biggest, I think, challenge for me just coming from this world to that, because I'm not in control as much as I would be like digitally, obviously. So that has been like more annoying, but it's like obviously like the biggest.
Yeah. Well, I think I know a lot of people say don't work with a business partner, but I think that if you guys are playing into your strengths and that your strengths are different, it works.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a business partner for LA Social before I started Set Active. And the problem was we were both of everything. So like, both creative, both wanting to run the business, both wanting to do the pitches, both wanting to like run the social of that client. And I was just like, this is not working. And honestly, I hate to say it, but it ultimately ruined our friendship. She was my best friend and we don't speak anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that it's working out for you. But I think the key is, you know, really separating your roles. So I do have a lot of people who follow me and they say they're starting a business with a business partner. And I always say to them, like, just make sure that you guys are separating your roles and that you're doing her weakness and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. So, and I feel like it's one, I wouldn't want to, I just do everything on my own as is. So I didn't want to do another business myself, but it's been helpful. And that was something at the very beginning. I'm like, we're not separating, even though like we were both just kind of like all hands on deck.
Yeah.
And then I was like, we need to like separate because you are good at this, I'm good at that, and then it just helps so much. Also, I think even just like socially, we're also very different.
Right.
Like just everything about us is very different. So we don't like, and obviously there will be issues. Like I'm not naive to that, but like we don't step on each other's toes in this because we're not that similar.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It really helps.
Wow. So you really are the girl that's doing it all. I feel like if you're, I mean, even if you're in your 30s, like me, although Nicholas, my best friend, just made fun of me because I posted something that said, I don't understand what anyone, I'm just going to read it to you because I thought it was so funny. So I posted this on my story and it said, I legitimately have no idea what anybody under 30 is saying anymore. And he responds with an asterisk and says, turns 31 once. I'm like, listen.
Listen.
There are, and then I asked him, there are six words that I didn't know the meaning of that people under 30 came to
what
me with.
What were these words?
Glizzy.
What is, I recently found out what that meant, but I didn't know it.
It's a hot dog.
That's right. See, one of my friends, like, we give his name and then we add, like, his last name is similar. So everyone just calls him whatever, Glizzy.
Yeah.
So I was just like, it's his name, like a nickname. I didn't realize.
Well, Glizzy means hot dog.
Got it.
Okay. Ledge.
Wait, okay. I'm 24 and I don't, what?
Like, Kenzie, you're a ledge. Like,
legend?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard someone say that before.
Spelled L-E-J.
Okay, that's unnecessary, but.
I still don't understand, like I get when someone says, like, oh, slay. Like, I get the connotation, but, like, I don't understand how that's a word. I don't.
Slay just is positive, and you can use it as an adjective, as a verb, as a noun. Dom uses it as everything.
Listen.
She literally says slay, slay, slay. That's all she says.
It will not be part of my vocabulary. Mm-hmm. I do not want my son learning it. It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, it's not your word.
Yeah, it's not my word. I'll never understand this one, but chuggy.
Oh, yeah. I don't like chuggy. I don't like any of that, but do you know what it means?
Like, kind of. Like, is it like a Starbucks coffee cup in the fall, like a pumpkin spice latte? Like, is that chuggy?
Yeah, so that can be considered chuggy. Basically, it's like anything that, like, Gen Z, but it's anything that Gen Z has deemed, like, no longer cool.
Okay.
So, like, remember when Alfred was obsessed with mustaches?
Yes.
That's chuggy.
Okay.
But I don't like it. Like, I just...
So, like, folded down Uggs, is that chuggy?
But it became cool again, so
okay.
No.
Okay, okay.
But Uggs at a certain point would have been considered chuggy.
At a certain
point. But I don't like that narrative, because, like, why can't you just like what you like? Like, yeah. Shut up, haters.
Okay,
you
know? So that's another one. I'll never understand, like... Like, she's woke. What does that mean? Like, strong? Like, she has muscles?
So, I don't know how you have lived through 2020 and you don't. Woke means, like, socially aware or, like, socially educated. So, like, if someone is woke, It's like, you, I can't believe you don't know what woke means.
I am learning something new today.
It makes sense for what you thought, though. Woke would be like.
This whole time, Kenzie, I'm not kidding. If someone said, like, you're so woke, like, I thought that meant, like, she's fit.
No.
Okay.
Woke means, okay. It means, like.
I think all my followers are going to hate me now. They probably thought I was so cool and I'm so not anymore.
Woke just means, like, I guess socially educated, for, like, lack of a better term. Like, that's what I would describe.
Like, you just know everything?
No, like, you're up to date and you're aware that, like, people are being oppressed and you're trying to, like, help and do your part.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah.
I still am having some trouble understanding it.
It basically means you, like, you get, not get it. I don't know. It's hard to explain now that I'm trying to say it out loud.
Okay. Well, what's kiki? What does kiki mean?
I have no idea.
No?
Like K-I-K-I?
K-I-K-I. I hear that one a lot. I don't know how to use it in context. Okay, I feel a little better. You're 24, I'm 31. Yeah. Like, if you knew most of these, though, mm-hmm. So props to you. I got enlightened. So, I got enlightened.
You know what? Sophia Bush is woke.
Why?
I'm trying to give an example. Because, do you follow her on Instagram?
I know.
It's all social justice.
Okay.
It's very social justice. Like
she knows what she's talking about.
Yes.
So
yes.
She's woke.
And she's, like, fighting for people.
So she's goat. She's goat? A goat.
She's the goat.
You would say.
You would say she's the goat.
Okay,
because
goat is greatest of all time. So she's the goat woke.
I don't think you could say it like that, but, like, you're getting there.
Okay.
You know?
You know what? We give up. So we're going to turn the tables. I'm going to just go back to the professional who's 24 years old. And I'm going to say, well, I'm not going to say, I'm going to ask, what is one piece of advice that you would love to leave with my lovely listeners other than unfollowing me because I'm not hip enough?
Oh my God, I would never say that. One piece of advice, just
anyways. Anything.
Okay, I think it's changing your mind is a beautiful thing. And we live in, like, a culture, I think, that tells you can't change and you can't change your mind. And I think changing your mind is amazing. And when it goes to, like, oh, if I just want to, like, start something that wasn't what I had in mind 2 years ago, but I changed my mind and I wanted to do it. So just being really open, especially in your 20s, I'm assuming a lot of people listening to this are in their 20s, just being open to like the fact that you will change your mind. You're going to change even what you want. And yeah, I don't know. I had a really hard time with that of like, I thought if I wanted something, I was very stubborn and like stuck in my ways and I made myself miserable. So it's okay to change your mind.
I love that. Well, if people want to follow your journey, they can obviously find you at Kenzie Elizabeth. On Instagram. Is that also your TikTok name?
My TikTok name is Kenzie the Texan.
Okay.
Cool. And everything else is Kenzie Elizabeth, though.
That's okay. My TikTok name is also different from my Insta name, but I like Kenzie the Texan.
It's fun.
It makes sense for you. Yeah, I love that. Okay, great journey. See, I can still talk like a millennial.
No, you're
like, I love that journey for you.
You're getting it. Yes.
Perfect. See? Okay, cool. I still know how to work Snapchat, so okay, we're still there. And if they want to listen to your podcast, it's the I Love You So Much podcast.
Yes.
And we didn't even get to cover this. So I'm sure I'll have you back on because it's my third time on yours. And I'm sure I'll have you back on mine. But you have a merch line, Breadwinning Housewife.
Oh,
so
yes.
If they want to learn more about that and buy merch that says Breadwinning Housewife, where can they get that?
shop.dearmedia.com/IOYSM.
There you go. You heard it here. Not first, but you heard it here on Ready, Set, Spill. Thank you so much, Kenzie.
Thanks for having me.
Yay. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to follow us on your podcast listening platform. Share your favorite moments with me on social media and tune in next week. Again, I'm your host, Lindsay Carter, and this is Ready, Set, Spill.